Hail, O Holy Cross, our only hope. Let me say that again. There's a response. Your response is our hope, our only hope. Hail, O Holy Cross, our hope. Jesus on the cross, he cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me? He was leading the people at the foot of the cross in a psalm. He, the living word of God, nailed to the cross for all humanity, cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me? It was not a cry of desperation. It was not a cry of not having hope. It was a cry of hope, because the psalm ends in hope in his Father, in the Lord. And they would have been baffled when they said that, because usually when someone led with the beginning of the psalm, everybody else followed with the rest of the psalm. So we hail the cross, our only hope. Our hope is in the Lord, who made heaven and earth, and through the tree of the cross, our beloved Lord brought life. Life. I remember when I was younger, coming to Palm Sunday, I think my greatest fear was having to stand through the whole gospel. Ah, my back hurts, my feet hurts, my knees hurt. At least I got an ambo to lean on right now. I got to lean on ambo. Hopefully you at home were standing up. Maybe you're sitting on their couch. It's okay. Standing up in our heart, right? But if it was a little hard, good. Good. What it cost him those 3 hours on the cross. But it wasn't the nails that kept Jesus on the cross. It was his love. It was his love. For you, and for me, and for all humanity. It was not the nails. It was his love. And we're invited to run a race. St. Paul says in 2 Timothy 4:7, I've fought the good fight. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. Where did he get that from if he wasn't staring at our beloved Lord on the cross and imagining his total self-offering? And maybe St. Paul was there in the crowd as Saul at a distance. Seeing Jesus fight the good fight of love for him and all humanity. Seeing Jesus finish his race strong. Seeing Jesus with a cry, my God, why have you forsaken me? Closing it all out with an amazing act of faith. When we race, we also hear oftentimes family members and friends. If you've ever done a race, I was at Bellman Abbey, and I remember the monks standing out there. It meant the world to me. All the monks would come out. They'd be at the finish line, and they'd be like, go, go, you can do it, go, go, cheering. And Jesus in the gospel that was just read there, you know, he's like, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass. And you know, his daddy, Abba meant daddy, crying out to his father, and his father saying, go, son, you can do it, go, go, one more step, get back up, go. Here's the reality, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We are invited this Palm Sunday to go like never before, to go beyond the palms. I can't tell you how incredibly beautiful it was to see all of you here this evening and everybody else online being present in spirit and truth. But this time last year, we were all online. And it was just a video and nobody here. It was a tough Palm Sunday for all of us. And we've carried a cross for this year. We've gone the distance, but we've gone the whole time with our Lord. He never leaves our side. And the reality is, where were we at that moment? When he triumphantly went into Jerusalem, when the donkey was given to him and he rode on there on a beast of burden, where were we? Each one of us were in his sacred heart. We were there. And we, right now, are there now. We're there. And we're called to go beyond the palms. Jesus in his sacred heart is just hoping that you and me, each one of us, whether in spirit and truth online or if we can physically be present, that we will go with him, that we will walk with him, that we will witness his overwhelming love for each one of us in all humanity, people of all times. He's inviting us to go with him beyond the palms and to finish the race strong. This race of Lent, where we are invited at the beginning to go beyond the ashes. We've entered Jerusalem with Jesus. We've entered with him. Something happens when we cross the door threshold of this church and we step in here and Mass begins. What happens is heaven and earth meet and we enter into a reality that's beyond the pews. Beyond what we see and touch and feel and hear, we enter into a reality and we enter into the actual mystery, what happened in that one moment of time. We are there. For our Jewish older brothers and sisters, when they celebrated the Passover, there was a word they used, and the word was zikaron. And zikaron means memory. We are not just celebrating a memory that we celebrate each year. We are actually there. They firmly believe at the Passover, they are there with Moses. They were there, the people, going through the Red Sea. We are there with Jesus going into Jerusalem. We're in his sacred heart. And we're not just a mass of people. He knows us. And he calls us by name. It's a living memory that we enter into every time we come to Mass, even if it's a long gospel and a 45-minute homily. So let us accompany Jesus. Let us accompany Jesus this Holy Week. Let us go beyond the palms. Yes, not everybody with family commitments and responsibilities and work, and it's understandable, can live the full Holy Triduum, Holy Thursday, 7 p.m. Mass, the Lord's Supper, the institution of the Eucharist, and of the institution of the priesthood. Not everybody can make it to the altar repose that we're going to have after Mass from about 8:30 until midnight with a reflection at 10 o'clock to try to stay an hour with Jesus in the garden. It's not a memory. It's not a memory, Holy Thursday night. We are there. As he went to Peter and them in the garden, says, can't you stay awake 1 hour? We are there. We are consoling him. We are loving him. We are accompanying him. And if you can't make it physically, make it spiritually, because you are in the heart of Jesus. Good Friday. Father Mike and I are going to spend probably 3 hours plus, if not more, in the confessional. From 9 o'clock in the morning, maybe earlier, until 12, and then stations. While he's in stations, I'll be in the confessional. After that, seven last words. I'll do the seven last words, then he'll be in the confessional. Then after that, 3 p.m., the Good Friday service. And we invite you to bring this year your own crucifix. We're not going to have a veneration of the cross like we've had in the past. Bring your crucifix from your home. If you don't have a crucifix, commercial infomercial for Marie. She's been laying down her life in our gift shop. She's got them for you. Get you a crucifix, little, small, doesn't matter. And we're going to venerate those. We're going to bless those. Then we'll have the quiet on Good Friday. And then, please God, hopefully We'll think of Mary early in the morning on Saturday before we rush into Easter. 9 a.m. we'll have a talk at the Marian Grotto for anybody who wants to come, or you do it at home. Do it at home. Accompany Mary. See her faith. See her belief in God. Let our Mother Mary teach us, even in the darkness of the cross, in the darkness of doubt, in the midst of a Good Friday, we are an Easter people of hope. My brothers and sisters in Christ, like never before, let us witness God's love for us this week. And then with the help of his grace, let's offer a response. Let's offer a response in our families. First and foremost, our domestic churches. Let us offer a response in our parish as a parish family. Let us offer a response in our community. And I'll close with this. I'd like to invite everybody, even online, you can email it in. Give us your prayer intentions. We're going to have our second annual Nail It to the Cross mission. Because Jesus took all our prayer intentions to the cross. Not only ours, but the cry of all humanity. Our cross is behind us. It's blank now. We got little post-it notes in the back. As you leave, you can write down your petition before you go. Whatever it is, put it on there. Give it to Jesus. Give it to the cross. You can send it online. Because it's going to accompany us the whole way. All your prayer intentions. And the ones everybody sends in. Be there Holy Thursday. Be there at Altar of Repose. Be there Good Friday. And it'll be there on Holy Saturday. And it'll be there when we witness the empty tomb. Yes, the cross is our hope because the tomb was found empty.